this came across the timeline over the weekend. Sean Hockley was officiating training camp practice for the Texans. Like, if you guys go up to St. Joe, you've noticed, right? They have officials now that they're in pads. And so it's good practice for the officials. It's good practice for the team. No, you know, if some guys are in the secondary being grabby or whatever. Well, he was asked, Sean Hockley asked about treating players the same. They're still talking about this in Houston.
All the quarterbacks are the same with regard to roughing the passer. Anybody with a ball as a sliding player, whether it's a quarterback or not. So I would just say that I don't have anything other than, you know, we're going to treat all players the same. Now,
all right, that's kind of hard to hear. But basically, of course, he was saying they treat all players the same and all that. I couldn't believe that out of all the questions they're asking about their belief that once again in the playoff game last year, Patrick Mahomes was treated differently than CJ Stroud. That's still a thing.
It should never be a thing.
Well, we've said that Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Joe Burrow, do they get treated differently than rookie quarterback Tyler Shuck in week one? Yeah, absolutely.
Of course they've
done it. But that's been going on forever. It happens in every sport, by the way.
Yeah.
The rookie, Cooper Flagg, right, just got drafted by the Mavericks. He will not get the same call in his first game as he will in 6 years. That's just sports. That's just reality. Why, I don't know why they're still asking questions about this in Houston, going back to the division round game. The Texans are still irrelevant. I'm sorry. They just don't, like, in the conversation of the AFC, like, they might win their division this year. They're not on the same tier of the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens. They're just not, they're not even in the same grouping that I would have put a couple years ago where Cincinnati was. Now, to me, Cincinnati and Houston are very, very, very similar franchises.
Don't they have pool reports too after every game where this sort of stuff gets?
Yeah, but that's kind of a joke too.
Yeah, I know that it's hard to trust the pool reports, but even still, like, they're not. What else do you expect Sean Hockley to say? Like, I don't.
Of course. Yeah, you know, yeah, he's going to come out and say, yeah, you know what? We actually give all the calls to Mahomes.
Yeah. Like, yeah, even if it was a thing, which
it's
not.
That's still a narrative. It's a reminder as we get closer to the season that as much as it annoyed us, be prepared to be annoyed again. If the Chiefs are having success early on, you're going to once again see the social media crap of, oh, they're getting this call or that call or that's rigged or whatever. Just that'll start back up the minute the Chiefs start winning again. Right now, it's more of like, oh, they're not any good because they got their ass kicked in the Super Bowl. But the minute the Chiefs beat the Chargers in Brazil, maybe beat the Eagles in week 2 as well, it'll start back up all the annoying things from last year.
We're already seeing it with the new first down marker.
I love that.
They're doing this just for the Chiefs. That's what you've heard.
No,
they're doing this so they can give Chiefs first down.
It's rigged. They're going to hack into the digital system.
It's already started.
Yeah, that's a reminder that football season is here.
People are just mad because they have to, you know, they're stuck while watching the Chiefs, which, look, I've never gotten Sunday tickets, so I just watch whatever's on TV. But I don't know if you guys talked to us. I texted you and Cody.
You did text us, yes.
In the middle of the week. And I think, you know, Chiefs fans might appreciate this. I would say that they're going to think that it's funny, so bear with me a second. I'm having discussions as you always do. You know, you're just hanging out, talking with family. And my brother and my cousin, I'll start off with my cousin because he was the one who was talking mainly about this in the first place. He lives in Sioux Falls, up in Iowa. Steelers fan. But it got to the point where he was like, I'm sick and tired. I can't watch a Steelers game because I get fed the Chiefs all the time. All I can watch is the Chiefs. And it's the most annoying thing, and I hate it.
He lives in Iowa. So they're going to be on TV a ton up there.
And my brother, along the same lines, is not a Chiefs fan. He was like, yeah, I hate the Chiefs. I have to watch them all the time. Can I watch anybody? I don't want to spend $400 to watch somebody other than the Chiefs. They just get, you know, force-fed to us like crazy. And
best team in the league.
What I thought right away is I'm going to text you guys because this was something fun that when you're the best team in the league and you win Super Bowls, you're going to get put in that national
league. They're in all the prime slots.
It's going to start. You know, the Chiefs are the first NFL team in history to have 5 primetime games within the first 8 weeks of the season. Like, think about that. It's first team ever to have 5 primetime the first 8. Plus Thanksgiving and Christmas. You think they got a lot of criticism before with people watching the Chiefs, not wanting to see them? Wait until they're on primetime 5 of the first 8 weeks, which has never been done. You wait to hear the criticism then. It's coming. It's coming.
And they've been the best franchise over the last 7
NFL's
years.
NFL's used them. The NFL has used the Chiefs.
I mean, I think you could say even the same thing about the Cowboys, too. Like, I'm sick and tired of seeing them on things. Like, obviously, it's a tradition. Like,
the Cowboys, I get the complaints for because they haven't been any good.
Exactly. No. For you to say, well, of course it's the Cowboys on national TV, but they haven't been good, so. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was funny for my trip.
At least they rotate the Thursday night game between teams. Chiefs, by the way, were the first team to have a Thursday night Thanksgiving game when it was the Chiefs and Broncos. They did that as a favor to the Chiefs, but that was the first one besides being the Lions or the Cowboys every year. Mm. But that's just typically been the staple.
God, wasn't there that same radio station, Gold, that we played the, talking about Josh Allen, I think, 100.9, the Mitt, something like that.
Up in Michigan?
There was another video, or there was another clip that was put out. I don't know if you saw this.
Yeah, she's on a roll.
The same, she clearly the is same just lines. Doing this on purpose at this point.
Wait a minute,
time.
Is this the same lady that was talking about how she's going to root for Josh Allen because Mahomes is in a Hallmark commercial movie, even though he wasn't?
The latest one is about Deshaun Watson.
I personally, now that football season has started, I personally think that Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be anything without Andy Reid. If Deshaun Watson was drafted by the Chiefs, he'd probably be the number one quarterback in the league.
Does Deshaun Watson, does the stuff still happen if he's in Kansas City?
I feel like, though, Andy Reid could have maybe guided him in a better way.
No.
You know?
That's probably
maybe
true.
He wouldn't be such a bad guy.
That's insane. Insane.
This lady is the same lady that talked about the Hallmark movie and the Chiefs and how she's going to like the Bills now. When the Bills just filmed their Hallmark movie this year, by the way.
You just don't. That's just
Mahomes 4-0 versus Allen in the playoffs. This lady here, her hot takes. The same guy. No, he still has the same.
Of audio.
He still has the same off the field trouble, whether it's in Kansas City or Houston. It still would have happened.
That audio cut. Like, we have some funny drops in the system and some funny cuts, and people have bad takes. That, like, legitimately might be one of the dumbest pieces of audio we have ever played on this show.
It's not
good.
One
of the dumbest pieces of audio.
I personally, now that football season has started, I personally think that Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be anything without Andy Reid. If Deshaun Watson was drafted by the Chiefs, he'd probably be the number one quarterback.
Shut up.
That makes it the most ludicrous.
Okay. Like,
the only thing about Mahomes, I'm sure there's people that feel the same way about Brady wouldn't be anything without Belichick and all that stuff. And of course, Brady shut those people up afterwards as well. But the back part of
Deshaun Watson?
No.
Can you believe Bink wanted Watson instead of Mahomes?
This is not true. Hey. I get a lot of crap for the Simmons thing. But nobody remembers me wanting Mahomes over Watson. Nobody remembers that far back. And Mahomes changed the whole complexion of this city. 100%
that mock draft on our station site. Bink selects Deshaun Watson.
I have proof every single mock I have Mahomes.
I knew this.
Very first article on 610, actually.
Bink, we know this. We're just poking the bear a little bit.
Nobody remembers the text line. They don't remember.
And yes, I think Deshaun Watson would still be a creep, whether he was in Kansas City or Houston.
Some people are just creeps. Doesn't matter where
that has nothing to do with football-related things, no. That type of behavior.
Now, early on in his career, he would have had a great career here in Kansas City. He was having a great career in Houston.
Well, I have.
He would have had a great career until all this trouble happened.
Whoever this lady is that keeps putting out like these terrible takes, is it a sports show? Is it a I would love to on a daily basis, is she doing this or does she just think, I went viral last time. Let me come up with something stupid.
I think it actually is.
It's called 100.9 The Mitt Sports Radio, 100.9 The Mitt. In Great Lakes, the Great Lakes Bay region's home for local sports. They talk high school, Michigan State, primetime NFL.
But the Michigan State takes are hot.
No offense to Michigan State, but there's no hot. Like, well, what? Does she think Tom Izzo should be fired? Or should retire?
Probably.
I mean, that's the hot take in East Lansing.
If Cooper Flagg would have gone to Michigan State, they'd have won a national title.
I don't know. That's just crazy. It's not even related to their area. It's Michigan.
Yeah, I don't know what that's. What I'm saying. What show is you mentioned the state? Like,
the actual show.
They're local. Do they talk? I would love to. Like, what's it sound like when she's talking about the Detroit Lions or whatever?
We should try to bring this dummy on the show. Seriously, it'd be just fun to hear dumb thoughts.
It might be the Ben Bosser show.
Just hear some really.
Oh, she's
thoughts.
Like a secondary voice on the show or something.
I would assume because it looks like
does
it's
that
a,
guy have. Okay.
Oh no, I don't know.
Such as text line says, she's running to be the pageant contestant.
No, she isn't on that one.
Such as Mahomes.
She's not on that one. There's only I can't even find.
Remember, she had the Drew. You were referencing the take. What? How many months ago was that? Do you think the one before?
Oh about, man, the Josh Allen one. A few months is all.
That was the all-time worst one. This was, that was worse than this one.
That one was just so inaccurate, like with like things she thought were a fact. This one's dumber, though. This take about Deshaun Watson and Andy and Mahomes.
Well, they're
and
both so stupid. It's hard to determine.
I can't find the show that that was. I don't see her on any on the website of the station or anything like that. I can't remember if it said on the tweet. I might have to go back and find the tweet and just see.
No, I saw that come across over the weekend as well. Here we are. She got attention. I don't remember her name though, but.
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Some of this stuff is just like listen, I think, and I'm not even going to play up myself in this. There are some crazy things that I say, but I seriously think certain things, and I'm not seriously thinking that this is a thing that's possible. If I tell you that I think that Joe Burrow is as good as Patrick Mahomes, I actually believe it. You know, that might be, you know, that's a differing opinion, but it's not an out of pocket comment or take. Like that one was.
My guess is in a couple months she's gonna have some more in a couple months.
The funniest thing was the Hallmark movie take and why Buffalo and Josh Allen when they just filmed
when Josh Allen now Josh Allen movie. Yeah, Josh Allen won't be in the Hallmark movie, I don't think.
Mahomes wasn't in either.
And neither was Mahomes in the Chiefs one, but
you take Allen and Mahomes is 4-0 versus Allen in the postseason, so I don't understand that take at all. Like it doesn't make sense.
People think maybe she's scrubbed from the station website, Drew. Maybe she doesn't work there anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
Her name is Sarah Stockford.
I don't know. This is pretty recent, though, isn't it?
This piece of audio went viral I don't know when it actually was said. I saw it on Saturday. I don't know if it happened Saturday, if it happened earlier in the week. But that's where I saw the clip.
But there was somebody corrected her, kind of, right? You said, you think you would have had the problems in Kansas City. I mean, at least some.
Yeah, there was the I don't know if that was the main host of the show or whatever. Anyway.